The base pay differs segregated because the orders are not always the same. So the supposedly it's distance based, but the distance based is the fares that we see is whatever is shown on the app. So there's no check and balance. Basically, there's no transparency. So whatever we see on the app, we have to either accept it, or if we want, we can cancel. But sometimes canceling also affects our rating as well, and also affects our earning, because there is a requirement for the incentive for the cancellation rate. So I feel that we should have a little bit more transparency in terms of how the company, the platform operators are paying us, especially in terms of the base fare and then the distance multiplier, if there is any.
Before COVID, during COVID, after COVID, the illegal Telegram hitches, it's alive and well. It went up to about 199,000 drivers and riders members. Now, I just checked, it's about 143,000. That's a lot of rides that could have gone to official, you know, TDVL, PDVL drivers that would in turn convert into earnings for the family, food on the table. So this is one aspect that we should look into.
So sometimes we can strict pick with customers at the roadside, and then suddenly if they vomited, there's no law stating how much we can charge the customer. But the thing is that if you call the police today, the police also can't do anything if the customer do not want to pay. So in the law for Hong Kong, from my understanding, they have a law stating that if the police come over, they can be able to request the customer to pay. So for us itself in Singapore, there's no such thing. In the end, if the police come, they also can't do anything because there's no such law stated.